Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another classic from our podcast's archives. In this one, we talk about a mineral that you could say is man-made, but it isn't produced in any lab or forge. It's trinitite, the glass that was created when the first nuclear weapons tests melted desert sand. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It was theoretical physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer who chose the codename Trinity for his trial run of atomic weapons, though he could never remember why. As a participant in the Manhattan Project, he oversaw the construction of four atomic bombs. By the spring of 1945, the U.S. military had started looking for a place to test one of them out. Sites in California, Colorado, and Texas were considered before the Pentagon chose a patch of terrain at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico as the site of the Trinity Project. On July 16, 1945, at 5:29 a.m. Mountain Time, a plutonium bomb, known simply as the Gadget, was detonated at the site. This marked the first deployment of an atomic weapon in recorded history. Within a month, the United States used two atomic bombs to level both Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, helping bring World War II to an end and sending a very clear and violent message to other world powers. So began the atomic age. Back in New Mexico, scientists discovered that the explosion that had started it all left something behind. Nuclear physicist Herbert L. Anderson and his driver inspected the Trinity blast site shortly after the bomb detonated. Over the radio, he announced that the area had turned all green. A layer of small glassy beads covered the crater. Most were olive green in color, though some samples were black or reddish in hue. The substance is now known as trinitite. Plenty of trinitite was still there in September 1945 when a Time magazine report described the crater as a lake of green jade shaped like a splashy star. Physicists realized that this trinitite was desert sand that had melted down during the blast and then resolidified. Our understanding of trinitite has changed recently. At first, scientists assumed that the grains of sand that turned into this material had melted at ground level. but a 2010 study found that the sand was actually pulled up into the heart of the explosion, where high temperatures liquefied it. The stuff later rained down, cooled, and turned solid. There are no laws against buying or selling trinitite samples that have already been collected, but it's now illegal to remove this substance from the blast field. You won't find much of it on site anyway. America's Atomic Energy Commission bulldozed over the nuclear test site in 1953. In the process, a bounty of trinitite was buried underground. And buyers beware, there's a lot of phony trinitite on the market. Trinitite is indeed radioactive. However, it's been deemed basically safe by a health physics survey. So the glassy beads were snatched up in huge quantities by souvenir-hungry visitors to the site. Jewelry created with trinitite was even made for the purpose of propaganda. These kinds of glassy residues are left behind whenever nuclear weapons go off at the ground level. They've been recovered in the wake of atomic tests over such places as the Algerian desert. But the name trinitite is typically reserved for specimens found at the original Trinity site at the White Sands Missile Range. Some scientists prefer to call material found in other parts of the world atomsite. Today's episode is based on the article, Trinitite: How the First Nuclear Bomb Turned Sand to Glass, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.